Hey, Mr. Kirk, thanks for coming out tonight. I got a question for you real quick. Up until about 5 years ago when gay marriage was legalized nationwide, the conservative movement has been explicitly pro-traditional family. Now, both you and your organization advocate for the acceptance of anti-Christian, immoral lifestyles like homosexuality and transsexuality, going as far to invite drag queens like Lady MAGA to your events. It seems to me and anyone who's paying attention that conservatives just believe whatever liberals believed 5 years ago. Right now, there's a push by the left to normalize pedophilia by way of child drag queen shows and... Oh, excuse me. Phone shut off.
Go back to your notes. That's probably where you saved it. You know, you got to, like, push double tap and then go over.
Right now, there is a push by the left to normalize pedophilia by way of child drag queen shows and rebranding pedophiles as minor attracted persons. 5 years from now, will you be promoting child drag queen shows? Will child abuse become part of the conservative platform?
Boy, that's a slippery slope fallacy if I've ever seen one. First of all, I've never invited a drag queen to come to any Turning Point USA event. I was at Politicon, and an individual by the name of Lady MAGA came up, and I took a picture, and she walked away. Secondly, let me ask you a question. Are you a Trump supporter?
Yes, sir.
So are you a proud Trump supporter?
Of course.
So are you sickened that he had a gay man speak at his convention?
Yes.
Then you're not a Trump supporter, my friend. Thank you very much. Let me ask you another question. Should he return the money of Peter Thiel, an openly gay man who supports his campaign?
No, if it helps him strategically,
okay.
Sure he can.
Should he stop talking to Tammy Bruce, who's an open lesbian that's a Fox News contributor?
If it's affecting his ideas, then probably, yeah.
Okay, so you say you're a Trump supporter, yet you have all these issues and these disagreements with him. Let me be very clear about my position, my personal position. I'm a Christian first and foremost, then an American, then a constitutionalist, then a conservative, in that order. I believe marriage, biblically, if we want to have a biblical and theological discussion, as articulated in the greatest book ever to exist in the history of the world, the Holy Bible. Marriage in the Holy Bible is one man, one woman. I also do not believe in the sort of rhetoric that some people engage in, that all of a sudden that they say there's no place for gay people in the conservative movement. I do not believe that.
That's not conservative. And let
me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question then?
Sure, go for it.
So, the American family, liberty, freedom, the Constitution, our history, veterans, that's what we're conserving. I'll get to you later, though, don't worry. So let me ask you a question. What if you had your way, what would you do with gay people in America?
What would I do with them? I would.
Yeah, because they're not allowed in the conservative movement, so would you just kick them out anytime they show up at a Republican party? If you were in charge, like, what would you say? You can't be part of the Republican Party.
If somebody is advocating for being openly homosexual, yeah, they should not be part of the conservative movement.
So I just want to go through the list. Guy Benson, no place in the conservative movement. Dave Rubin, no place in the conservative movement. Peter Thiel, no place in the conservative movement. So that just to go down the list.
If they're supporting open homosexuality.
So yeah, no, I'm going to ask a very respectful question, as respectfully as I can. What does what they do in their private life concern you so much that you have to go up in front of a crowd?
It is against God. That is
so
why.
Let me ask
Are you a
question.
Christian or not?
Do we live in a theocracy, yes or no? No, do we live in a theocracy?
You said you're a Christian.
I am a Christian. And do you know what? And guess what? I will say this. Part of being a Christian is appropriately interpreting what the theological says for the individual, but also means to be long-suffering and patient and loving and kind. Jesus Christ talked to all people. Jesus Christ went and did his ministry through Judea and Samaria, and he had dinner with tax collectors, and he had dinner with prostitutes, and he did his ministry in every part of the Mediterranean. What it means to be a Christian, my friend, is to be open-minded but firm in your beliefs, so you can have that belief. But if you say there's something inherently wrong with communicating or associating just because they make different personal decisions than you, sir, are not a conservative. Thanks for being here tonight.